remain silent till provoked. But the main point of this whole deal is that we are going to also be hearing from Koju. Yo, say what's up to the people out there, man. Get close to the mic. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
What's going on? How you doing, people?
Oh, wow, there we go. See, you got
that, that deep voice, though.
See, you got, you got it, bro.
Stop being so flattering.
I mean it, bro. But yeah, we also got Anson in the building. He will say something maybe later, maybe not. Whole point being, you know, we ready to go. So today we got some cool artists going. We got a whole bunch of interesting things going down because this is hybrid hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a mix of different genres. This is going to be not your ordinary hip hop. This is going to be hip hop with, inspiration from jazz, from rock, from all kinds of cool stuff. So, Rachel, what do you think is a from what you've seen of the list that we've got? Like, what are some of the tracks that pop out to you that are interesting?
You know what? All of these are actually super new to me, so I don't really know. I'm just super stoked to listen to all of them.
That's awesome.
Yeah, tune in, y'all.
That's tight. All right, so Koju, you were talking about one of your favorite artists who's made a transition. Who's that?
This is an artist called Yellow Wolf.
Yeah.
The first time I used to listen to this guy, he would talk about, you know, those stereotypical hip-hop topics. Girls, partying, I just want to party with Gucci. And he released an album in 2014 and completely changed his sound. And is now completely influenced by country music. He's from Alabama, and he's singing on these songs. He's playing guitar. And there's a song called Till It's Gone that I really wanted you guys to hear. Hopefully maybe now, maybe later. I'm not sure.
We'll fit it in at some point, man.
I love the transformation that Yellow Wolf's gone into.
We're actually going to start with some Bad, Bad, Not Good because, you know, we want to make sure we represent our Canadians on this 420. I don't know why this has to be with 420, but I'll shamelessly try to plug it in there.
Well, like,
I mean, 420 might as well be a Canadian holiday.
I mean, like, Snoop Dogg was on Canadian ground just a couple days ago playing a DJ set.
Did you hear about the thing he had to say about, like,
cleaning, like, up the streets?
Clean up your streets, Vancouver.
Okay, he was just salty because, like, he got held up at the border because he had weed. Like, obviously, we know Snoop Dogg has weed. And then, like, and he was like, you... And then he was talking about the downtown east side, and he's like, there are people who are, like, doing drugs here, and you're, like, giving needles to them to do drugs, and you won't let me pass the border. But obviously he doesn't understand the harm reduction that happens when you give clean needles to people on the streets. So, you know, Snoop Dogg needs to get edumacated.
Yeah, for sure. So the thing is, like, Snoop Dogg just doesn't know much about, like, Canada to begin with, so we'll...
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we got so much more freedom in so many ways than America does. But let's not get into that. That's a whole nother discussion.
You do you, Snoop Dogg. We still love you.
We still love you, though. And he still loves us. He still gave love to Discorder. You can check that out on Instagram. Ola showed me that just before doing the show.
Yeah. Hi, guys.
Thanks, Ola. just heard from Ola.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let's start off the show with some nuggets of wisdom from our main peeps. Bad, Bad, Not Good.
And before we go to Bad, Bad, Not Good, to all y'all kids listening out there, everything is going to be some explicit content. So
that's true.
If you're not supposed to be listening, go to bed. And if you are, then tune in.
Why would we tell the kids to go? You know they're obviously going to stay up and listen to it, right? Yeah, I mean,
it's required of us to say that.
Okay. Fair enough. So, yeah, we have a... Nuggets of Wisdom coming up on Soul Sandwich. I think Rachel has it, just like on her playlist. So I don't know if Rohi's gonna play it from his.
I have the power right now.
Okay, he has the power. Okay, so we're just gonna go right into it. Bad, Bad, Not Good with Ghostface Killah from Sour Soul. Nuggets
Let's
of Wisdom.
It.
Let's go.
Yeah. Yo, from the righteous minds of the law, he powers my soul, teaching me positivity in the hole, how to walk amongst the evil and smile in the face of death, to speak knowledge and wisdom to my last breath. I'm a humble brother, got love for another. Body heat is what'll keep you warm under the covers. Make peace, not war, make babies some more. Keep a smile when you travel from shore to shore. Superficial, don't get sucked into the scene. The grass ain't always green, the meat ain't always lean. Make sure it's allowed, no pork in the fork, no swine in the cupcake filling. We know it's pork. Keep your Quran handy, keep it close to your heart. See the dumbest far from smart, a spark of light in the dark. Follow me, I'ma pray till the sun shines over me. Pray to the righteous ways that's taking over me.
Yeah, that was Ghostface Killah and Bad Bad Not Good with Nuggets for Wisdom. Lots of cool jazz influences there, because if you don't know, we've said this a lot of times on Soul Sandwich, but if you don't know, guys, Bad Bad Not Good started out as a freaking jazz trio. And now they're like the hypest jazz hip-hop band, jazz hop band that I don't know, possibly there ever was. I've never really seen anything else quite like
bro,
it.
Bro, they headlined at Coachella, man.
Bro. Oh, snap.
They played like a few sets some weekends or something. I don't know, but
that's so tight.
Yeah, they've made it, right? I mean,
yeah, that's
much.
Okay, as if like not teaming up with Ghostface Killah, I would say is officially you've definitely made it from right then there. Come on. These like three like lanky looking white dudes from college are now like teaming up with Ghostface Killah. A guy named Ghostface Killah. That's all I gotta say. Koji, what did you think of that track?
Oh, I thought it was lovely. I thought Bad Bad Not Good is great Canadian content for sure. I'm not too familiar with it actually, so that was a great introduction for me for sure.
Oh man, yeah. I mean, you gotta just listen to all of their stuff. Really, it's like their first three albums are very jazzy, but they've been experimenting more recently, and it's like, I mean, if you like jazz, then all their stuff will be great.
Yeah, if you like jazz, like it's all like you'll probably appreciate all the music, and then like if you like hip hop and like rap,
yeah, then you're gonna
enjoy it because it's like a refreshing take on
exactly. Like, I'm not gonna say it's the best jazz.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
say it's the best.
Exactly,
I'm not a jazz. Exactly. Yeah. But like, there's obviously better jazz. There's obviously better like blues feel to it. But like, it's lovely to hear creative people do stuff like that. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, they get like, I think, remember there was one with, what's his face? Tyler, the Creator, and Earl Sweatshirt. And like, they basically just like covered some of his music, and they were like, you know, they had like saxophone in the back. They had like, yeah. you know, keys, they had drums, they had it. And it was just like, huh, okay, I can hear it. You know, it's yeah. like, and it's really, really nice anyways. Yeah.
I feel like that crossover is becoming really mainstream, especially yeah. with people like Kendrick Lamar bringing
exactly.
in like
exactly.
all that jazz on yeah. that album, you know.
Yo,
it's just kind of the cool thing to do.
Jazz funk.
You know what? I'm a go against the order that
the natural order
so
things.
Naturally so helpfully laid out for me. But I want to hear this Yellow Wolf track. And it's Koju's first time here, so I want to
yeah,
make sure
true,
we play,
true.
One
Let's
of his,
play one of his
suggestions. All
I
right,
appreciate that.
Yeah, no,
I'm
for
gonna
sure.
cry.
Yo, let's hear Yellow Wolf, because I remember him, he was sounding like this real aggro rap, like
yeah.
super country, super rap.
Well, he's from Alabama, I think.
Yeah.
So like
yeah.
that's like pretty southy, I think. I don't.
looking for the SmackDown. You know, like,
but yeah, apparently he's in Vancouver in like in 3 days, playing at the Commodore Ballroom. So
are you going there?
Whoever's a
big
fan of his should check it out. Yeah,
it's been on my horizon for sure, but I can't go.
All right, let's see if we can convince some people to take a listen, because they're saying Till It's Gone is definitely not your typical Yellow Wolf. This is a new Yellow Wolf that we've seen just this year, just in the 2015. So let's see his transformation right here. We're about to play Yellow Wolf, Till It's Gone. Keep on listening to Soul Sandwich. We're going to come back with more hybrid hip-hop tracks right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
I mean, that's just like your opinion, man. You know, like, bro.
Yeah. So that was Yellow Wolf Till It's Gone. Very interesting track you chose there, Koju. I like the country, like bluesy kind of influence you got there. Like, what made you drawn to this song?
I think it's cool that there's kind of these blurred lines being drawn between hip hop and other genres. Like, hip hop's not really just one thing anymore. It's not just that classical boom bap track with a rapper on it. Mm-hmm. You can bring in that singing if you want. You can have some guitar if you want. And I really like that fluidity of it.
Yeah. What did you think, Gola?
I think it's kind of like the same criticism that Ghostface is obviously, like, you know, legendary and everything, but I think the criticism he's received over the years has just been the fact that all his songs are, he's like old guard hip hop, you know, he's like same, yeah. You know, put a rapper on a track and just like rap about, you know, whatever you're feeling, you know, but like it's not, you know, it's not a freshly squeezed take on, you know, music, right? And like a lot of like not critics, but like a lot of people are just like, okay, it's going to be the same, you know, the same feel. It's going to be the same kind of music. So why should I, like, listen to this one over, like, his last songs, right? And he's growing older, so he's probably running out of content anyway. So, Rachel, I think you were, like, dissing Yellow Wolf on it.
No, I don't
think you know, so. She was like, oh, this is all, like, rap, you know? And I was like, I was just like, I mean, that's, like, your opinion, right?
You were saying something about, did he even rap? No, you didn't say, did he even rap? You did ask that question. Did you? Did she not?
I did. Maybe I wasn't paying attention. Like, I didn't.
I don't think you were. You're getting called out, Rachel.
I guess so.
You're just like throwing her the boss on.
I know. You are. Y'all are enjoying this. This is kind of messed up.
I know. Yeah, this ain't misogyny. It's just like, you know, quoting word for word, right?
Okay, Rohit. Okay.
Yeah.
Chill out, bro.
I'm chill.
Rachel.
No, maybe because I was so focused on his singing, because that was such a big part of the track that I didn't really notice that there was a ton of rap. So I was like, when I was listening to the track, maybe because I wasn't paying attention, but I was sort of like, oh, did he rap on that? Like,
he had a few verses, but yeah. I could totally see where you're coming from.
Okay. So it was more of like a positive, did he even sing on that track? Did he rap? So it was more like a positive than like a negative, right? It was more like, oh, wow, I didn't, like, it was so like new. You know, that it was like, I didn't even realize he was rapping because, like, you know, it was like so good. You know, rather than like, oh, did he even like rap on that track? You know, right? Right?
Why are you Ola-splaining me?
Oh!
I'm just asking, like, which was it? You know, like, yo, bro. Okay, I guess
she
like.
Damn! Pass the mic. Pass the mic. Let me talk. But yeah, I was gonna say that his vocals drew me in so much that I barely noticed when he had the verses, and also like something that I really appreciated was the beat in the background, and I thought it was really consistent, and it was very characteristic of what Koju was talking about in the change of style that he has, and like that sort of country influence. Like, you really heard that. And also with the singing, so it definitely seems like he's, like, straying away from that sort of standard hip-hop expectation.
Yeah.
He's doing something new.
Speaking of straying away from the standard hip-hop expectation, we got My Bad Class Act. It's a little bit, I will admit, this is a bit shameless, but not just a bit, it's pretty damn shameless on the shameless scale. But we, you know, I have to say, like, my band does try to, that's the whole purpose of my band, is trying to mix up hip hop. We're trying to make stuff that's like, we're trying to emulate the roots. We're not claiming to be the roots, but we're trying to do what they do, which is playing hip hop with a live band. And that means using live instruments that are not classically seen in a hip hop ensemble, let's say. Like, you don't see a bassoonist or a classically trained pianist in a hip hop concert. Not usually. He's all right. That's
sorry. I'm
just damn, oh man. You gotta get out of here.
No, I'm sorry. Penis just sounds too cold.
And I'm getting thrown under the bus, like, right now.
No, what is this? No. So we were just looking at Glowed Up, and we were like wondering if that would be
considered hip hop.
Considered good enough. I mean, it is kind of.
It's great.
It's just like
it's
not.
I don't think it's hip hop.
I don't think it fits on
Glowed
the
Up. What's that?
Glowed Up's
Catra's new track.
Yeah, Catra's new track. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like playing it for,
I think,
like,
it fits.
Sake. I don't know. Like,
yeah, that totally does actually. Yeah,
you think so?
We'll do that. Yeah.
I think it fits.
Yeah.
Hip-hop's as much about the production as it is about the MC. Oh, and so K. Trinod is a real hip-hop producer.
Damn. Knowledge. That was a knowledge moment brought to you by Koju. How do I say your last name, man? I just want to make sure.
Kojuang.
Kojuang. Kojuang, did I butcher that?
Perfect. Absolutely perfect. All right.
I don't know.
I think he's just saying that to be nice.
I think he is.
He's saying that to be nice. He's like, oh, I'm on his radio show. I guess, like, yeah.
Can't call him
yeah,
out
you
on,
got
you
it.
Can call me out on my own radio.
No, hey,
it's
I love
even
you,
mine.
Bro. I love
it's
you.
Actually a com- it's a
he
communal
didn't,
thing.
He didn't say if you weren't wrong. He just said I love you.
You know what? That's
let's play the song.
That's a great time. Let's play.
Oh my!
Between the Lines, featuring my buddy Lenny on the guitar.
By the way, we didn't really tell the audience what song they were listening to.
Oh right,
the last song.
Well, we did. We said
Yellow Wolf till it's gone. What was the name of the album?
That's a good point. I did not say the album.
Very, very interesting thing to check.
The Yellow Wolf album is called Love Story.
Ooh, there we go. It's actually right here, actually.
I think he said it, dude.
Yeah, no, yeah. It was released April 21st.
Fact checking, though. Live on air, you got
the song was actually released yesterday, last year.
Nice.
It was released April 21st of 2015. So that's something.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
All right, we'll play my track, which is Class Act, Between the Lines. You're going to hear some funky, jazzy guitar from Leonard Palestine, who's a great friend of mine. And you're also going to hear Jovian Qifeng Cheng on the keys, on the keyboard, doing a string effect. And so he sounds like he's an orchestra playing with that keyboard. It's crazy. I love that. And just me with some beatbox, you know? We couldn't afford drums at the time, so we just had to... You know, get me on the mic and spit some Butzakatsa, and there we go. So you're gonna hear
is that like struggle artist
that's
life
struggle
kind of stuff.
Yep. but then after that, we're gonna hit you up with Akua Naru, who's gonna play "How Does It Feel Now," and that's a really jazzy spoken word kind of tune. I think y'all gonna love it. So we're gonna do back to back tracks: Class Act, Between the Lines, Akua Naru, "How Does It Feel Now." Let's kick it right here on Soul Sandwich. You ready, Rachel? You ready, Ola?
No, I was born ready.
I'm not ready.
You're not ready, but don't matter, coach, because you're ready, right?
I'm ready for some heat.
Hanson?
Word.
There we go.
Yeah, baby.
I said I'd get a word out of him.
Literally.
All right, let's hit it.
Lunch of Frankie Cheese, I'm rolling stanky trees. And the best would think you read that makes my eyes bleed. Now say thanks and please, now say it from your knees. Now say it from the tip all the way down to these. Nuts, I feel like raps in a rhyming rut. I ain't at the top, but I'm steady climbing up like a ladder. Hey, batter, my raps alone and pick you up and serve you on a platter. I'm writing raps down in my high school agenda. You wanna hear real raps? Well, I got one to lend ya. Yo, like Philip J. Fry and Bender, cause me and the mic are best friends, ain't no pretender. Hard liquor, slow me down quicker, like I'm sipping on oil slick. This track is off the Richter. These lights tend to flicker, these bitches tend to bicker. She said she was addicted, so I had to dick her. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Keep the AK and Mary J up in the top drawer. What's the score? This one's right, here's for you and yours. Rappers always lying in the songs, now the truth's ignored. I box the whip, cause you know that I'm a high roller. Weed mixed with liquor's got me feeling like I'm bipolar, man. And I'm never slowing down until I get a cape and a crown. Oh, I'm heaven bound. Round ass, big titties, and a little waist. Too bad her bomb ass body don't match her face. Oh well, at least she got that new shoe smell. Maybe I can paper bag it if she don't say,
go to help. tongue to see young sister. Then her son kissed her, never meant to kiss her, cause she always kept my number with her. Whoa, and I always keep my lumber zippered. Otherwise, bitches might try and take a fucking picture. Nickels, dimes, even quarters ain't enough. I only bounce with an ounce when it comes to green stuff. I'm lean buff, I ain't no motherfucking cream puff. I smoke so much when I blow it out, it look like green dust. Bust, roll, lick it, then afflict it with pain. This flame, I flip beats and then rescripted. You thought you could contest, but bitch, you got evicted with flow so complicated, looking like they are encrypted. I'm making songs that I wanna listen to. Colonel Mustard did it with the rope in the living room. Man, and it's only dope tracks I'm giving you. I'm getting fine head from a chick while I'm sipping brew. My BMW is sitting low on 22s, tinted black windows, finna give my ride some attitude. Oh, what? You like my music? I'm really flattered, dude. But if you don't, you know I won't get mad at you.
You know I won't get mad at you. You know I won't get mad at you. You know I won't get mad at you.
You know I won't get mad at you. I'll never get mad at you. Instead, we'll just have a brew. Getting down with the crew.
Not getting mad at you. Ghetto butterfly flew away from me. I wait patiently by windows and doorsteps. Play make-believe as my tears pour chest. Won't succeed to breathe if not the air of you. Surely there's never been a shade so blue. A stink attitude, so not mad at you. Not a magnitude to encompass the latitude of my love for you. No space or time compatible. What do I have to do? What do I have to do? Ooh, my friends say I got it bad for you. I do, but there's nothing in this world I'd rather do. But you. I want to make love to your existence. Drenched in the colors of your energy, then masturbate to the memories. I want to lose myself inside yourself. Until you find me, confine me to the freedom of your prison. Exist in the same space, same time. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with mine. Combine until your thoughts slow grind with my. I wanna drink the sweat of your intellect. Reflect and watch your light passion mark my neck. Caress the sight of your presence with no question. Undress to the nakedness of love, pure love. I want to make love to my soulmate. My soulmate make love to my soulmate. My soulmate make love to my soulmate. Shit. I wonder, how does it feel to make love to your soulmate? Writing poetry till climax, till the point and place where our space and time match and we cross divine paths. Tell me, would you like that? Now, would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Would you like that? Tell me, would you like that? Would you like that? I'm asking you again now. Tell me, would you like that? Surround your words until your speech is straddled deep. Gladly swim the currents of your vibration. Be separate and one with the same meditation. Same meditation.
Within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC, or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Show your love for Discorder Magazine at our fundraiser at the ANSA Club on Saturday, April 23rd. We've got one epic night planned with performances by Frog Eyes, Weird Candle, The Backhomes, Malcolm Jack, and Experience This, with special guest DJs and MCs to keep you dancing. There will also be a silent auction and a sale of exclusive back issues of Discorder magazine from the 1980s to now, with all proceeds supporting the publication and printing costs of your free, independent Discorder magazine. Tickets are $10 for CITR members, $15 in advance on brownpapertickets.com, or $18 at the door. Head over to discorder.ca for all the information.
You're listening to Soul Sandwich right here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you live from unceded Musqueam territory right here in Vancouver. We had played two tracks back to back. That was Class Act, Between the Lines, featuring yours truly and Jordy, MC Jordy Irving, Leonard on the guitar, Leonard Palestine, that is, and Jovian Chifeng Chang on the keys. And I like that you detected the blues influence, Rachel, because that's true. Leonard has a a big time blues background, and that's what he inserted into that track. So we love him for that. And we also had the most beautiful, soothing voice of Aqua Naru. How does it feel now? How does it feel?
It's hotter in here.
I think that is just the case anyways, but definitely it got hotter with that voice. What did you think, Rachel?
I feel like a marshmallow because she melted my heart. Wow. And I've just been caressed. Wow. I felt like physically caressed by her music and her voice. And just to let everybody know who's listening out there, we were all freaking out in the studio. Yeah. Like, we were kind of all melting in our chairs. Like, Koju was like losing it a little bit.
It was too much. It was too much. It was too much for my senses. I mean,
I was thinking Koju was gonna like leave the room. Like, if you know what I mean.
I thought he might like implode. I was like, I'm not sure. He might melt.
In the best way possible.
That's fine enough, yo. I don't blame you. I'm glad y'all liked it. I don't remember how I found...
I was going to say, like, how'd you find her?
I think my friend Kimmortal had... No, I just found her on... It was like one of those YouTube sprees, yo. And then I found out she has like a sick album on Bandcamp. And I actually bought the album because I'm like, you know what? I like heard this right away and it was $10. And I just was like, damn, I got to buy this.
Yeah.
So, and I've been listening to her ever since. Great, yeah. Great artist. But yo, let's continue on the hybrid hip hop train. We got like another jazzy influence track from a local hip hop artist named Traffic. His album Modest Tomorrow just released last month, and it's actually been featured on the Georgia Strait as one of their favorite local albums produced this year. And if you ask me, it's one of the best Vancouver hip hop albums I've heard in a long time. And I think Traffic has a great voice, and he actually references Vancouver and how much it means to him, which is what we need more artists to do, you know, to represent Vancouver, the 604, the original six, if you ask me. Fucking.
Nah. Hey, yo.
You're a bit late to the game, bro.
We are. But hey, a man can dream, right? So, hey, let's see what y'all think. Traffic would Never Forget from his album Modest Tomorrow. Yeah, let's kick it, Rachel.
I was sound asleep for hours, dreaming of seeing crowds. Hear my radio alarm blast, want that to quiet down. I had trouble getting up, never bothered to cut my hair. Neglecting to text my girl, it was as if she wasn't there. That was everyday life, man, I was failing out of college. But most importantly, I was failing to acknowledge the knowledge that loving someone's all that can really make you happy. I ain't talking props for shows, a great need for passes. No bragging rights, no plans for a life secure. Prepare to see a love inside of eyes that's really pure. Like when I told my brother I had faith in his dreams, and I believe he can do music, he can play on stage with me, like we used to do in summer times in my grandparents' attic, laying ill vocals down over old radio static, cause our family situation growing up was rarely easy. If I told you what music got us through, you never believe. So for that I won't forget, and I'll never regret everything that I've been through that allowed me to rock a set. All the people that I've seen, all the people that I love, all the people that I miss, and the people now above one. The bus rides with my best friend across the city, I tell about my song, show lines of rhyme witty, but I never got to say how I appreciate his friendship. And it's sad looking back that that's come to an end, and you were one of the few to listen at intuition and spirit. So I just want you to know how much you mean when you hear this. We used to stay up late at night trying to get girls to kiss you. I look back on the times we had, and man, I miss you. So for that I won't forget, and I'll never regret everything that I've been through that allowed me to rock a set. All the people that I've seen, all the people that I love, all the people that I miss, and the people now above. And I remember coming home after chilling late with my friends to smell a home-cooked meal from the kitchen again. In the cold winter months, bundled up with three sweaters, with the warmth my mama showed me, I forgot about the weather. The leather jacket my dad handed down to me too, it was old and it was worn, but it reminded me of you. Cause even though you were dope,
always there, I still steady miss you. Have that old photo, and we smiling in the picture. So even though we had our struggles, yo, I forgive you. But nothing that I say would be able to express how much I love you all, so I know when I'm depressed. Stress about how I ain't good enough and I ain't a famous rapper. I can look back on these memories together that we captured. You are the place that I came from, the roots that let me grow, the place inside my heart that only few will ever know. The realest thing that I've lived for, the only thing that I wish is to understand and not forget what love really is. What love really is. What love really is. One love for the people that I've seen, the people that I love.
Man, we were just having an intense debate about traffic. Never forget.
Okay, can we not like embarrass me on air?
No, we should do that because that's what you did to me. So
fair enough. Yeah. For a moment, I thought he sounded like a little bit, like maybe like 2%, like 2% milk, you know. But like he sounded like Kendrick Lamar, just like you know, from like, you know, some songs, you know. Like everybody just like went on me, like just like tore me apart.
Well,
in Finland, you know, like what the
we just didn't agree with you, Ola. We didn't tear you apart. We're just like, nah, man.
No.
I'm still struggling to like pull the knife that you guys like put in my back.
Man,
you know,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Bro, guys.
Your back? No, it's actually forward. Like, you saw it.
No, we directed it straight on at you. It was
okay,
not in the back.
Okay,
it was
just... okay, so I had to move from like my chest or something, right?
Straight to the chest. Let us continue down this road of awesome hybrid hip-hop. Okay, I'm thinking we need another female voice, and we haven't heard one in a while. So why don't we go down with Toki Monsta, Put It Down. Rachel, or was it Ola that's like...
I put that on.
Ola, why'd you recommend this track?
I don't know, man. I just thought it'd be interesting to put a female artist with Anderson .Paak is on that track.
Ah,
as well.
There we go.
Like,
I was like, yo, Anderson .Paak has been killing it these days, so...
Yeah,
so
I just thought we should, like, you know, we should, you know, just... I don't know.
Why not?
I mean,
all
why
right.
not? Exactly. Yeah, what he said. Yeah.
Do we got it ready, Rachel? You the DJ set list up in here. let's kick it. All right. Toki Monsta and Anderson .Paak are getting a double threat right there. Awesome song, Put It Down, off the album. Is it Forever?
It's like Forever, but it's like
spelled weird.
It's not
yeah.
spelled the way you think it is.
Yeah, exactly. It's F-O-V-E-R-E. Over. Forever. There we go. Favre.
Perfect.
Off the album, Favre. Let's go down with Toki Monsta's Put It Down. Woo!
For anybody who ever doubted you, they gotta pay up, put it down for them. Still what your day was, can't forget where you came from, put it down for them. Boy, you came up, put it down for them. Boy, you came up,
put it down for them.
Put it down for
came up, boy, you came up. I put it down for him.
We got turned up in the studio thanks to Toki Monsta and Anderson .Paak with Put It Down off the album.
Forvir.
Is that how you say it?
Y'all made a fool of yourself. It's Forvir.
I was like,
it's not even close to Forever.
You know what's funny though is I just assumed Ola spelled Forever wrong. I was like, no, oh, you obviously just meant Forever. No, it's Forvir.
Forvir, yeah.
For real, it's Forvir.
Maybe she meant to put Forever, but she just made a mistake as well. I mean,
That looks sick. I'm a convinced people. That's the album name.
It's a real album, yo, guys. Forvir. Go get it. Just for that one song. Like, it turned us all up in the studio. We all went, like, super hyped for that.
Yeah.
What did you think, Koji?
That was some great production. To be able to increase the energy like that and have everybody jumping around, and then 10 seconds later, everybody's quiet listening to the lyrics, listening to the voice of Anderson .Paak.
Of course. Yeah, they had
it's
a nice
like a
moment
wave,
in the song.
You
yeah,
know, where... it's peaks and valleys, and that's the production. That's that Toki Monsta stuff.
That's that
I thought that was good.
You should just have my job, man. just take over the show, man. Just go. Just take it. Have it.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy to be here. This is fun.
Let's, you know what, we can't play all the tracks we had lined up today because we spent a lot of time bantering and making silly jokes and you know what? That's just part of the show. That's what you get with Soul Sandwich. But you know what we're also going to have? We're also going to have one more Anderson .Paak song. Because this is an Anderson .Paak song, though, with a Canadian producer that we play oh so much of and we oh so love right here on this show, K-Tronada. So, Rachel, without further ado, let's gig it with K-Tronada and Anderson .Paak. What's the song called?
Glowed Up.
Glowed Up. Let's get Glowed Up right here on Soul Sandwich. And we'll have one more song to finish off the show. And then you're going to be ready for the beautiful voices of all ears who are willing, you know, to hear what you're going to say. People out there, right there, all ears, they out there in my... Yeah, what's up, y'all? They're coming up next. So stay tuned for that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. Hit it!
And it still ain't a goddamn thing they could tell me. What could compel me to jump in? Get a piece of this bread pudding, wake up, cake up. Walking in the form of my elders, I'm glowed up, glowed up. Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? Fuck your story, tell nigga, pull up. Shit and piss on your head, nigga, clocking. Grab my check out the mail room, then back in. Papa, daddy, Warbucks, like Warhol with an 8-ball and a paintbrush. I'm AWOL, but I ain't done. Full-time killing, bad hole driller, child of for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, baggy for the pill, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, shining, nigga, the silver lining, nickel plated refinery, never sweating the minor word of the most honorable. No bullshit in me, constant laxatives in your child away. That's the shit I can't condone. Full power until we reach the maximum. Gonna all my worries, I'm loony, absolutely out my dome. Stacking my capital, I carve in my legacy. Now tell me, is you with me, with me, with me, chaperone? Full time killing, bad hole driller, child of for the kitten, mellow yellow lemon, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up, yeah, same time stealing, same squad chilling, baggy for the pill, can't you see I'm living, I'm glowed up, I'm glowed up.
Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Chowder got me going bug. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here. Lately I've been glowed up. Paper finally showed up. Shawty got me going bug. Feeling like the only one out here. Even if I slowed up, got enough work to last the whole damn night. Lately I've been glowed up. Feeling like the only one out here.
Yo, we're going to finish up the show with one last track. Sam LaChow, Wrong Man, right here on Soul Sandwich. Stay tuned for all ears, though, on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you for being with us. Thanks to Koju and Anson for joining us. Stay tuned for next week for more Soul Sandwich. Yeah.
We love you.
Hey, Sam.
What's up?
You drink?
Still do.
Do drugs?
Yeah, clearly.
That's dope.
Not really. At least these women still love me.
Well, that's easy.
Sure, I've been traveling around the country.
I feel it.
You prioritize cuddles and after dinner sex. I'm just trying to make sure my city shines on the internet. You're 22, you're crazy as shit and love to fight. I'm 24 and lived a drugged out life. You're Netflix, chill. I'm more like fuck first than back to work. But what's worse?
What?
Oh, nothing. That's what you sound like, honey. But really, I try to be good. I try to be all my stuff.
You try.
I try to love you.
You don't try hard enough, I guess.
Listen to me, I'm a mystery. Open my hand. Wrong hand.
Wrong woman.
Wrong man.
Can't always be there for you, baby. I'm here for the night. I just wanna dress you up and go show the world. Change your life tonight. What you doing?
I'm rapping.
You still drink?
No doubt.
You coming through?
But I'm stranded. I'm pouring this 40. I wanna rock with you, shorty, but I'm recording.
Yeah, I took a walk under pretty pines with a pretty bitch. Not gonna lie, one kitty cat, not this silly shit. You murder me while I'm killing time with the cigarette. We on the plane, feel the same, you just ain't ready yet. No one in my bedroom, phone calls in the morning. When do I not deliver? Breakfast and back to boning. Text me to make me want it, then tell me I'm not the one. But you let me have it my way, that's the only reason I'm jonesing. Yeah, you on my line all the time and shit. Running through all these texts and don't be fine and shit. Pressing all of my hoes like it's a crime and shit. Flexing that pussy boy, but he don't ride like this.
Can't always be there for you, baby. I'm here for the night. I just wanna dress you up and go show the world. Change your life tonight. Sam,
still here.
You still drinking?
Cheers.
You never listen.
I know. I'll pay attention. I swear.
Tell me something, baby.
Shit, what you wanna hear?
I'm about to give up on you.
It's probably a good idea. I got a lot of heart. I know I'm not around. You talk down to me, Sammy's hallways and doggy houses. I got some hobbies you want me to try and stop now. I wanna make a promise that's honestly not the chow. I could chew the sun and bring a frigid ring with it. I'll be the tornado with your picnic. I try to be good, I try to come back to you.
You try.
You know I love you.
But you don't know how to show it to me.
I don't know why we still
clean my room. I'm so bummed.
Yo, man, totally chill out. You can catch it on CITR.
CITR?
Did someone say CITR?
Yeah.
CITR Radio brings you Thunderbird Sports on the weekends. Catch all the action and don't miss a moment of play with our live play-by-play and color commentary. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Wow, that's great.
And if you can't catch the game, tune in at 3:30 p.m. every Thursday for our weekly update on UBC Athletics with live scores, recaps, and in-depth analysis.
Oh, okay, dude. Okay, dude. We get it.
Dude!
Only on CITR.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Del